WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, a shooting at an Annapolis, Maryland newspaper this afternoon. There are fatalities and several people are gravely wounded. The gunman opened fire into the newspaper's newsroom. Anne Arundel County Acting Police Chief William Krampf.
There are five fatalities that we know of. There are several other persons that are gravely injured.
And now police say the suspect in the shootings is a white male believed to have used a shotgun, and he is not cooperating with investigators. Meanwhile, the New York City Police Department immediately deployed counterterrorism teams to news organizations around the city. The latest on the Maryland shootings is at nj1015.com. Governor Murphy canceled budget talks with legislative leaders Wednesday after getting a counterproposal to the framework he laid out a day earlier. He says he remains open-minded to real, fair alternatives.
If people come in with goodwill on all sides, and I have no reason to believe there isn't, I think we can solve this in 30 minutes.
Lawmakers now suggest hiking taxes on sales of million-dollar homes and beginning to apply the sales tax to short-term vacation home rentals. Murphy raised concerns about both, calling the latter a boardwalk tax. Patrons streamed into two newly reopened Atlantic City casinos today as AC reclaimed 6,000 of the 11,000 jobs it lost during a stretch of casino shutdowns. The Hard Rock, the former Trump Taj Mahal, held a mass guitar-smashing ceremony inside its concert arena. And the Ocean Resort Casino, the former Revel, held a ribbon-cutting a few hundred yards north on the boardwalk. A former Jersey City police dispatcher convicted of strangling his wife as their toddler son watched is now headed to prison. Kevin Montone received a 30-year sentence for the murder. With no chance of parole, he also received a 10-year term for child endangerment that must be served consecutively. The brother of Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins had an alleged altercation in his brother's New Jersey home that led to the death of a 25-year-old man. In a complaint and warrant against 34-year-old William Jenkins of Fairlawn, the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says Jenkins showed extreme indifference to human life in recklessly causing the death of Roosevelt Renee.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.